Hello, I am so excited to be here. This has been a long time coming, trying to get this podcast together. The reason for this being is I have had so many people tell me that they want more info. I'm primarily on Instagram and my stories are like a blog for me. So you should go follow over there if you'd like to see more. But basically, there's only so much recording you can do there, right? And so I've had a lot of people come to me and ask me to please do a podcast, and it's been on my list. So here we go, 2025 goal. We are going to be starting a podcast. So why did I choose intuitive healing? So this is going to be an episode where I'm going to go through what is intuitive healing. Why did I create the podcast? What's behind the name? A little background of me. Who am I? The different people that we were going to have on the show, everything that we're going to be talking about, from a general perspective. I'm sure that we're going to branch out a little bit and then, you know, leave you with what it is that I'm hoping for you, and hopes that you get out of listening to this podcast. So let's start back up at the top. Who am I? So my name is Brianne. I am an integrative, nutritional health coach. That is a lot of words. What that really comes down to is I basically just believe in your intuition. I believe that we intuitively and innately heal. I believe that we have the ability to do so without doing any external modalities or helping ourselves in any specific way. I think that we are born into an age now where we have amazing technological advantages, and there are things that we can use and we shouldn't have shame for doing so. But there's obviously going to be a line that is going to be crossed there. And there's some hard lines between the two, right? So you're going to hear, oh, you know, don't do this from a holistic perspective. And then you come over here to, you know, the Western medicine perspective, and you're going to hear a completely different thing. So my hopes here is to help you understand that you can innately heal yourself, how you can do that, and how to blur those lines so we can step off of both sides and not feel shame for whatever it is that we need, right? What brought me to this place is most certainly my own healing journey. The clients that I have seen myself and their healing journeys and how they have come to heal themselves, some hiccups along the way. And then, of course, there was a very large conflict that took place when my father got diagnosed with cancer and passed away very quickly. So there will be a lot to talk about and break down. But again, my hopes here are for you to feel free to explore new ways of how you can intuitively heal and some things that you can do along the way to help push yourself into a further healing phase of being able to do that naturally from a biological perspective of what we were meant to do, right? So my journey started when I was young and I had really bad stomach aches. I've always had stomach issues and it's plagued me for my life. And it wasn't until I, you know, really moved away and learned about holistic medicine that my eyes were wide open to this thought that there are other things that we can do other than just, you know, doing the run-of-the-mill tests and going through the rhetoric and being on prescription meds and whatnot. So I drastically threw myself all the way over to the other side, and I went on a long journey of cutting so many things out and living a very limited life with food, with things, being fearful of environmental factors, things around me, and certain foods. And so I lived a very limited, isolated life. And I realized that that was not healthy either, right? And so I just went to the other side of the pendulum swing. And when I realized that that was not what I wanted to do anymore, I had to come back to an inner knowing of how do I find and blend both sides, but also know that my body can take care of itself. I have always been very curious of the body being able to regenerate. And I was already really rejective of medications, certain things. You know, I've always just kind of had this inner knowing. So call it a calling. I don't know what you would want to call it, but it is an itch that I needed to scratch. And I have scratched that for many years, which has led me to the position that I'm at now, where I am teaching others how their bodies are healing and what it is that their bodies are asking of them through the symptoms that they experience. And I like to do this through looking at the foundation of nutrition, intuitive eating, minerals, why we are attracted to certain foods, why we are wanting certain things in our life. But also people, situations. Why do we keep attracting the same person over and over again? What are we trying to get at here? And I just believe that the body is ultimately trying to heal itself through everything that it's trying to do and attracting, right? So I will be talking a lot about that during this podcast. I will also have special guests that come on that will challenge the narrative. I love to be challenged. I think that that's how we learn, we grow, and we can build our own inner knowings is by bouncing ideas off of one another. Learning and growing in that direction is really important. So I want to share that. So we will have guests on that will talk about their own ways that they believe in healing. We will all try to keep it into intuitiveness. We'll bring it back to that because, again, that is the inner knowing of yourself, and I do believe that that is the true way to heal. We'll be talking a lot about minerals. I'm a mineral expert, so I would love talking about minerals and how they heal the body. So specific minerals, HTMA testing. We'll talk all about tests, what tests don't take, removing the should and shouldn'ts, right? And so it's like there's good sides and bad sides to everything. The biological needs for men and women. And using your intuitive knowings biologically to be able to get closer to your needs being met as a male or a female. GNM, German New Medicine, that is my latest love. And so that is going to be something that I speak of often, and how you are naturally healing, whether you like it or not. There is a biological program internally through a conflict shock that your body is adapting to. So expressing a lot of that in certain programs that are very common that are ran, for example, indigestible morsel, like me, my entire life, I no longer have stomach issues. So I could have been diagnosed with IBS, Crohn's disease, you name it, had all the symptoms. But what ended up taking place is I learned how to free myself from that. So I will be sharing a lot of that during this podcast. And I'm going to leave you guys with, if you are feeling anything, then you are alive, right? So we mix this up. We like to get fearful and create, for lack of better words, drama on our symptoms. And one thing that I want to flip that mindset to is, if you're feeling something, then you're alive. If you're not feeling anything and you're numb, you probably are wanting to feel something because the body wants to feel alive. So when you're having symptoms, you're probably in a healing phase. You're probably healing something, so there was some sort of resolution. So AKA good, right? So the deep inner fears about the body will be talked about a lot. And something that we are going to work on through a lot of these episodes. And this is also therapeutic for me. How could it not be, to be breaking the isolation barrier and sharing all things that I know and all the things that other people know, and all coming together as a collective and not being isolated with your symptoms and feelings that you're going through? If you feel led whatsoever to subscribe, to share, to leave feedback at your free will, I would really appreciate that. And I look forward to exploring further with you guys. So stay tuned for more episodes. And I can't wait to do this again. We'll see you guys in the next one.